Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Beis Omud Beis. We are now in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, Baruch Hashem, and we begin a brand new siman today, siman Tof Kuf Lamed Aleph, which deals with Dinei Giluach B'Chol HaMoed, cutting your hair, both your head and shaving, on Chol HaMoed. We start off with Sif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Mitzvah L'Galeach B'Erev Yontif. There is a mitzvah to go and cut your hair before Yontif. This will be your hair on your head, as well as your beard, to trim it and to make it look nice and good. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Aleph, why? Kidei shelo yikonis l'regel kishu menuvel. A person shouldn't go into the regel all disheveled and looking like he is a disheveled person. The issue foot number one brings down, v'odim shadarku l'gadol soros rosho, shiu aruchos v'noi hulo b'kach. Somebody likes to have longer hair, and he says his longer hair actually makes him look better. So Rav Moshe Feinstein's atzal in the Igros Moshe brings down, such a person doesn't actually have to cut his hair before the regel. If his hair, he's trying to grow to be a nice length, that's not inappropriate, but he wants to have a little bit more hair, so since this doesn't make him into a manuvel, he's allowed to do so. And he says, even if it hasn't fully reached the growth that makes it into a perfect, nice hairdo for the person, nevertheless, kivon shel shem kach, eino goes done. That's why he's not cutting it yet, because once it's to grow out a little bit, that's not something that he has to do to cut his hair for the moed if he wants it to be a little bit longer. However, he says, this is dafka bisaro sarosh, this is for the head, where there's an idea that sometimes a little bit more hair is nicer than having less hair. However, in regards to your beard, so he says, af misha magadol zikno l'shem noy, even somebody that normally grows his beard to have a nice looking beard, definitely you can trim it, that it should be even, shouldn't be longer than absolutely necessary, and he shouldn't let it go untrimmed, unless he holds like the Ari, and you see that there are some Hasidim especially that do this, they never cut their beards at all. But he says, if you normally do trim your beard, so then you should definitely trim it before Yontif. Then we go to Sif Katan Beis. The Mishnah Berurah states that Bein Kodim Chatzos, Bein Le'acher Chatzos. You're supposed to cut your hair. This is before Chatzos or even after Chatzos. The one time you shouldn't cut your hair after Chatzos is Erev Pesach. Levadmi Erev Pesach. The also Lestap Le'acher Chatzos. There, it's already an inyan that you're supposed to be preparing for the Korban Pesach, so it's already a shtiku yontif. For example, Rachmana Lutzan, if somebody's an Avelus. I remember when my father, Alav Hashalom, passed away, it was right before Pesach. He died on Yud Nisan. And in fact, so our Avelas didn't end an hour or two before Yontif, it ended Echatzos. So there's a shtickle status of Yontif already after Chatzos, so you shouldn't shave on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. But on a regular Erev Yontif, as we'll learn, and we've learned previously, Kimavur Le'el and Simen Tov Samaches, so we have learned that you shouldn't go and shave in the afternoon. Ideally, you should shave in the morning, but you could shave in the afternoon. The issue footnote number two brings down, this same din applies in every Erev Shabbos, that you're supposed to go and cut your hair or shave your beard on Erev Shabbos, mitzvah bedavkim Erev Shabbos. It's not so recognizable if you do it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you should bedavkim do it on Erev Shabbos, that demonstrates that you're doing it for Shabbos. And he says, sometimes you take a haircut, so it's not even going to be noticeable that it grew in 1 or 2 days. So according to Rav Nissen Karlitz, that's all, mikol makum tzorch l'stap b'Erev Shabbos. You still should cut it on Erev Shabbos and not beforehand, unless you obviously have no choice. Then do it on Thursday or Friday, Wednesday, Thursday or Wednesday rather than on Friday. But if you have a choice, do it on Friday. That shows it's a covered Shabbos. Dishah foot number three brings down, if you're having your hair cut by a guy, then there are harbi achronim that say that then there's no problem even doing it in the afternoon. Now, we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Ein megalchin b'moed, we don't take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Afilu im gilach kodem moed. And this is true, even if you took a haircut before Yontif started, you still shouldn't take another haircut on Chol HaMoed. Now, why is this? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sif Katan Gimel, and he says, V'hu adin sipur rosh. This applies to a haircut as well, not only your beard. El shadarkon or legalech, that they normally would go and cut their beard, so that's why it refers to more of the beard rather than the haircut. But the same thing applies to both. And even though this is something that you're doing to make yourself look nicer, and why can't you do it on Chol HaMoed if you did it before Yontif, and you're doing this to look good on Yontif, you want to look good in the last days of Yontif, so why can't you do this? So he says, nevertheless, the rabbi said you can't do this on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because they wanted to make sure that everybody took a haircut before Yontif started. They let you take it on Chol HaMoed, you know what's going to happen? The Miyum Matirin If they allow people to go take haircuts and shave during Chol HaMoed, everybody's going to wait till Chol HaMoed. I'm too busy, Erev Yontif. I'll wait till Chol HaMoed. And people are going to go into the Yontif, the first days of the Yontif, looking like shlumps, looking all disheveled. And therefore, the rabbi said, better not to do this on Chol HaMoed, even when you did it before Yontif, because then people are going to end up leaving it for Chol HaMoed, and that's not proper. Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha brings down in Dibra Maskel in Megalchin B'Moed, he says this is true even Ayidei Akum. And those things that we said that you're allowed to do, we'll learn in Sif Dalet, who is allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, so then it can be done even via Yid, you don't have to do it via Goy. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Dalet. He says, even if you took a haircut before Yontif, you still shouldn't do one during Chol HaMoed. The Su Ein Bo Chashash, Zeh Sheikonis L'Regel Shu Menuvo. You could argue, this person already did it, so how can you say he's coming into the Regel Menuvo? However, because the Hagila Chatzim Gam Kodem Regel, since he already took a haircut. Nevertheless, Apil Hochi Osir. We still don't allow it. Why not? Mishum Haroin. People are going to see you going to the barber in Chol HaMoed. They're not going to know that you took a haircut before Yontif. They'll say you're allowed to go take a haircut in Chol HaMoed. Baro lo yeida. The person who sees you won't know shegila chatzmo that you already took a haircut before Yontif. And he's going to say, ooh, must be. I see that rabbi going in there. Mutal galech b'chol gavle. Anybody can take a haircut in Chol HaMoed. He won't know that you took the haircut before Yontif started. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, afilu mahaya onus. Even a person was unable to take a haircut through some sort of an onus, some sort of an accident prevented him from taking a haircut before Yontif, except for the things that we're going to mention in Sif Dalet, you're not allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. So even though he's onus, and because of this accident, because of these extenuating circumstances, he's not able to take the haircut on Erev Yontif, nevertheless, he's not allowed to go take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. And this applies even, the same halacha applies, that you can't take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Let me show you a chole. Somebody was sick before Yontif, then it's rapi b'moed, and only got better on Chol HaMoed. Now he wants to take a haircut. You can't do this. Why not? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sif Katan Hay. For example, what's the extenuating circumstances? What's the accident? He lost his cow on Erev Yontif. He spent all Erev Yontif looking for his cow. Ola Uman, or the professional, the barber, lost his cow, or whatever it is, and he couldn't go to work. And in either situation, because either he had an accident or the barber had an accident, he couldn't go. Or any other type of extenuating circumstances, except for the ones, levad hamuvarim leheter b'sifim shachazet, like we're going to start learning in Sif Dalet and onwards. So those are exceptions to the rule. And basically the principle is, because those are well recognized and noted by everybody, so people aren't going to make the mistake and think you're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. But not everybody knows that the barber lost an item, and not everybody knows that you lost an item or some other extenuating circumstances, and they're going to see you go taking a haircut on Chol HaMoed, and they're going to assume you're allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Because, as I just said, the Hani Anos in the Mishnah Berurah says, Mifusamim ugluyin lakolhu. Because those extenuating circumstances that we're going to mention in Sif Dalet in a few moments, so those are well known to everybody. Sheyavshul lehem legalech, we call them, and everybody's going to know, oh, this guy was in jail. Of course, everybody knows he was in jail, and that's why he couldn't take a haircut. Avol shari anosim, that you lost your cow. Not everybody knows if you lost a cow, they're going to see you take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. They're not going to know that you had extenuating circumstances. And if they see you taking a haircut, you've all out there, af shelo mitoch onus. And they're going to go take a haircut themselves, not knowing that you had extenuating circumstances. They're going to assume it's just mutter. Sivkot and Vav, the Mishnah Berurah says, Sh'amru, they're going to say, Shachola shum misapu machbit olav choyo. Because people may not know that you were sick. It's not well enough known. So even though people may know, others may not. And it's the same exact thing that we just said. Some people may know, but some people may not know. Not everybody knows you were in the hospital. Not everybody knows that you weren't feeling well and couldn't go to the barber. And therefore, in this situation, you're not allowed to go take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. However, Sif Dalet brings down the following people can take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. The Mechaber writes Sif Dalet, the Elu Megalchim B'Moed, the following people are allowed to, in fact, take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. And we'll give a whole list over here. We're not going to get through all of Sif Dalet today. We'll get as far as we can. If somebody was in some sort of a captivity, so this will be different than jail, but the principle is the same. So he was captured by marauding troops. They held him for ransom, whatever the situation may be. And he's getting out of captivity. And he didn't have an opportunity to go take a haircut in captivity before Yontif started. As we'll see, even if he was let out before Yontif, but he still didn't have an opportunity to do so. As the Mishnah Berurah says, the Sifkot in Zayin, Kigon Shiyotza B'Sol Chol HaMoed, either he was let out from captivity only on Chol HaMoed, or Afilu B'Erev Yontif, or even if he was let out half an hour before Yontif started, Somel L'Chashecha, right before it got dark, Shlo Yolo Shos L'Galech M'Bod Yom, and he didn't have an opportunity to go and take a haircut in this situation before Yontif started. So in both of these scenarios, he is allowed to go take a haircut. This is well known, and he can take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. I see we skipped one Dirshu footnote that I wanted to say. Dirshu footnote number 4, he says that all these halachas apply to a woman as well as to a man with cutting the hair. And he brings out a very interesting din. What about the sheitel, for a woman to go and have her sheitel cut? So he brings out from Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal, who writes in, it's brought down in the Sefer Zichron Shlomo, that Osir, that you're not allowed to go to a sheitel macher and have your hair cut on Chol HaMoed. And he adds, this is also a double problem, not only of having your hair cut, because you're wearing this sheitel, but also it's Maisa Uman. On the other hand, Rav Yashiv says he doesn't think it's a problem of having your hair cut, but he does think it might be a problem of Maisa Uman. And on the other hand, you have from the Deborah Tzina, Zatzal, the Deir Moshe, he brings down, you can even go to the sheitel macha and have her go and cut your hair, because he says it's not a problem. This is your normal adorning yourself. You're allowed to put on jewelry. You're allowed to go and comb your hair and do things with your sheitel. He says it's not a problem. And he says the gezeru of giluach, that you're not allowed to cut your hair, is only talking about your own hair. Now we go back to the Mechaber, and he writes, in addition to the person gets out of captivity, if somebody was in a jail, and even if it was a Jewish jail, let's say he's in Eretz Yisrael, and he's in jail, and they wouldn't let him take a haircut for Yontif. Nevertheless, even though you could have taken a haircut in the Jewish jail before Yontif, since you were busy, so to say, and involved in your being in jail, so we allow this person to go take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, as the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sivkot and Ches. Hochanami, kishloyo shows legalech be'er Yontif mibod yom. He wasn't let out early enough to go take a haircut on Erev Yontif, canal, as we just explained. Sivkot and Tes, the Mishnah Berurah says, even if he was in a Jewish jail, the kivin shoyo bitzar, since he was worried about his jail and busy and involved and maybe trying to get out of jail, lo gilach. He didn't have the opportunity to go take a haircut, so here it's well known that he was involved in being in the jail, and therefore he's allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Next, the Mechaber says, Zuchein HaMenuda, if somebody was in nidui, he was in some sort of seclusion. He wasn't in bidur, he wasn't in isolation, but the same mistam Allah would apply if somebody's in quarantine, somebody's in isolation. So here we're talking about a different type of isolation. We're talking about a menuda, a person who is excommunicated. He is in chayram. So this is called nidui, the different types of excommunication. This one is called menuda. So he says, sheitiru lo beregel, and the people who put him into chayram, the rabbis put him into chayram, they said he's out of chayram on Chol HaMoed. So such a person is also allowed to go and take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Yud, Sheitiru lo beregel, they removed him from excommunication on Chol HaMoed. Because a person who's in nidui, who's in excommunication, he's in this type of chayrim, is not allowed to take a haircut. That's part of the punishment, so to say. And therefore, he is considered an ones, somebody who had extenuating circumstances, he wasn't able to take a haircut before Yontif started. However, he says, the Yesh Chokim is there. Not everybody agrees with this Mechaber. And some hold, why didn't he go to the rabbis and say, I'm sorry, I did wrong, and please remove me from excommunication? Ulufayas, he could have appeased them and said, I'm sorry, whatever the reason you put me in excommunication, I apologize, and I'll never do it again. And he could have done this before the rego, but he didn't. So therefore, it's his own fault. It's not extenuating circumstances. So according to this opinion, he's a negligent person. He wouldn't be allowed to go and take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, Hameko yeshlo ami lismo. He says, if somebody could have done this but didn't do this, but you have the lenient opinion of the Mechaber, it says you can go and take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, kiven shu milsa de rabbanon. Because this is a sfeik de rabbanon, the whole thing over here is only a sfeik de rabbanon, and therefore he's allowed to go and take the haircut on Chol HaMoed, according to the Mechaber opinion. Mechaber continues and he says, V'chein, misha nadar shalo legalayach. If somebody made a neder that he wouldn't go and take a haircut, now, v'nishal al nidro b'regel, and he goes and asks the rabbanim to be matir his neder on the regel. So he's now able on Chol HaMoed to go take a haircut. So the Mechaber writes, this is also a person who can go take a haircut. This is considered extenuating circumstances that are well known, and he can take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says the same exact thing that we said for the nidoy. Why didn't he go and ask the Chacham beforehand? If he was able to ask the Chacham beforehand, so he's considered a negligent person, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, Zivkot Yudalat. V'yesh Cholkin, there are those that disagree with this. Gam Bazeh, here too, just like with the nidoy. Duhu Davka im lo motzu Chacham, the only way he would be allowed to, if there was no Chacham around, to be Matir's Nether, Latu Nidro, Atoch HaRegel. If only he lives in a small shtot, there's no Chacham there, he comes in for the Yontif, so on Chol HaMoed, he's able to find the Chacham that can be Matir's Nether. Masha Ein Kain in Lo Rotsa Lahati Mikodem. He said, no, I don't want to be Mati my nether. I'm making a nether to be not taking a haircut. But now Chol HaMoed, he says, I look a little bit disheveled, I'm changing my mind. So lo chashiv onus, that's not called an onus, and maybe you shouldn't be allowed to go and be matir neder in this situation as well, just like with the nidui. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, the opinion of the Mogin of Rom, the Dasa Mogin of Rom, lo hakel was there, that one can be makel in this situation, kedasa mechaber, to rely upon the makel opinion of the mechaber, the lo chashvin and leposhea, we don't consider this person to be negligent, shayelu lahatim, he called him, that he should have gone and asked for hataras the door beforehand, because you know what? Kivin shigolim regal. Before the regal, he said, I want to grow my hair longer, and I'm making a nether not to take a haircut. So lawyer klaba daito lahati nedro. He never thought that he would be disappointed with the way he looks and says, I wish I hadn't made my nether, and he goes to the chacham to be mounted a nether. B'yachakach nimloch. It's only now. So we don't consider such a person necessarily to be a posheya, a negligent person in this situation. Now, the Bi Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim writes, in Dibra Maskel, the Elu Magalchim B'moi, he says that you should know, the Elu Shetiru Lagalech, all these people that we allow to go take a haircut, Afilu Kidarko B'li Shinoi, we allow them to go take the haircut in the regular way. They don't have to do it with any sort of a Shinoi. The B'mish Doshanullah, Shom Giluach V'chibus B'chadomach. So, that there we learn that the haircutting and the kibus is done in the same way, and just like V'kikechi, the B'chibus Sharida Afilu Kidarka, V'chidarka, that just like with the laundering, where those people are allowed, who are allowed to go launder on Chol HaMoed. You're normally not allowed to launder on Chol HaMoed, as we'll learn. But for those people that were given the heter, similar to ours, that had extenuating circumstances that were well known before Yontif, they couldn't launder, so they were allowed to launder in the normal way. So too, the Chofetz Chaim says, the same halacha applies in regards to a haircut. You can take it the normal way. You don't have to ask a non-Jewish person to do it. You can have a Jewish person give you the haircut. Finally, we'll do one more. He says, if somebody comes from far away, he takes a trip and he comes on Chol HaMoed. So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Beis, it's only if he comes from out of town, but it's well known that he came from out of town. But if he just took a trip, but it's from nearby, it won't be so well known, and therefore this person isn't considered like an extenuating circumstance. And he says, look in the Matzah Tzeshechel, V'ayna Matzah Tzeshechel, Du Adin Mishar Mokum Rochok. From any places far away, Ma'od, far away, the Mefarsim Milsa. It doesn't have to be literally from Medina Sayam, but it can be just any place that's far away, and this will be well known. We'll see in a moment a caveat to this. Anybody coming from outside the city, Mikri Medina Sayam, that's called from the Medina Sayam. He says, however, even if it's not far away. So you're just from, you're going from Queens to the five towns. So that's from a different city. So he says that's also called far away. And he says, and he's not sure that this actually applies. Now, Sivkot Yud Gimel, he says, B'chol HaMoed, the Davka Shalom Bobi Yishuv Ad Chol HaMoed. He didn't return until Chol HaMoed. Then Bobi Erev Yom Tov, if he came back before Yom Tov started, B'mokum Yishuv, and there was a place that he could have taken a haircut, or Bobi Zman Sheyesh, Ol Shos, B'bo Jom Legalech, even though he didn't reach his house, but he reached civilization, and he could have taken a haircut where he is, even though he's only going to come to his house on Chol HaMoed, Av Shalom Bobi Yishuv Ad Chol HaMoed, Ain's the onus. That's not called extenuating circumstances. He could have taken a haircut where he was. Shailo Legaleach, Meir of Yontif, Be'erahu. He could have taken a haircut where he was, even though he's not at his home. And he says, Ain in the Mogen of Ram Shikosav, Davki Shoya Bimokum Yishuv, Bishnaim Oshoshiyom Kodim Regel. And even if he was in a place of civilization 2 or 3 days before the Regel, and now he's traveling, Bachakach, Be'er of Yontif, Loyo Be'yishuv, and now only on Erev Yontif he's not in the Yishuv. For example, Kagon Shiyoshav Azalasina, he's on a boat. He took off on the boat on 3 days before Yontif. And he only arrives with Bola Beis of Chol HaMoed, or Oshibali Ir, some of the Chashecha, or he got to the city right before it got dark, and he didn't have time, so then in these situations as well, Gam Kin Mutal Legalech B'Chol HaMoed, he's allowed to take care of Chol HaMoed, Kivan de Erev Yontov Gufo Hoya Onis. Because we look at it on Erev Yontov, we don't say, well, you could have taken a haircut 3 or 4 days earlier. On Erev Yontov, which is when you're supposed to take the haircut, Lekovan Yontov, if then you were an Onis that's well known to everybody because you're a traveler, so then you're allowed to take the haircut on Chol HaMoed. We'll conclude with Dirshu footnote number 7, who brings out a very important idea. And he tells us as follows. He says, Bismanenu, nowadays, Shein Anasiyah Oreches Manrab. You take an airplane from almost any place in the world to get to within 24 hours. Vieshev Sharios Rabos, there's plenty of opportunities to go, even if you're a traveler, and take a haircut. Listapir Bechomokum. So take a haircut in the airport. They have barbershops in the airport. So Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down Shelo Shayach HaHeter Shelabo Mimedina Sayam. This heter of traveling isn't an excuse for a person to say, I was too busy on Erev Yontif, and therefore I'm allowed to take a haircut on Yontif. And he says, even if you're on a boat, he says, today you go on a cruise, you're on a boat. So there's plenty of hair cutters, there's barbershops on the boats. So this is the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal as well, brought down the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. In this situation, Lo Nemar HaHeter Shelabo Mimedina Sayam. We no longer have this heter of traveling because Baruch Hashem, today, with our better means of travel, these situations aren't really called extenuating circumstances. With this, we conclude today's shiur.